Is it Sunday night already? By golly, it is. You know what that means. Yes, we are spinning on golf here on 760 WJR. Pleasure to have you with us. Our broadcast location for tonight's extravaganza has changed. Normally, we are from the friendly confines of Doyle's, an amazing establishment. Today, we are right next to the beautiful practice screen here at the Cardinal. We are out of doors. My name is Steve Courtney, back at the Golden Tower. The very talented Danielle Mason doing what she does. Dave Rieger, our producer, on site with us here. Jordan Young, business has called him away from the show, but we've got BC. That's who we got.
Yeah.
BC, what's going on?
I don't know. I got a speaker behind me. I can't hear you.
Yeah, we're going to
work on that. We'll turn that speaker. Yeah, that's all right. But, yeah, it's beautiful out here.
Just let us know if a song you like comes on and we won't touch it.
Well, if it's Metallica or Mozart, I'm all for it. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
We've got to turn the dial down a little bit, but, man, is it nice out. Ooh-wee.
The focus of the PGA Tour this weekend, TPC River Highlands, Cromwell, Connecticut, of course, the Travelers Championship. Scotty Scheffler right now leads the pack. He's at 21 under. How about Colin Morikawa? It's been a while since we've discussed his fine game. He made a crazy charge. Five birdies on the front, four on the back, including taking care of number 18. Put him in a tie at the time at 20 under with Scottie Scheffler. And since that point, Mr. Scheffler has gone on to birdie the very available par 5 13th. So Scheffler right now at 21 under. Somebody else who's made a bull rush, the U.S. Open champion, that would be Wyndham Clark. I know this breaks your heart there,
Punk.
BC, but he is at minus 19. He's through 14, so there's still plenty of time for Wyndham Clark to make a statement. Let's talk about Colin Morikawa. I've always been fascinated with his game, and it's just kind of the name itself has gone away. Obviously, BC, the dude's got talent.
He does have talent, you know, and everybody keeps asking me, you know, what happens to these guys? What happened to Morikawa? What happened to Spieth? What happened to JT? They haven't gone anywhere.
True.
You know, they have families, and they get on with their lives a little bit older. But, you know, there's other good players in this world.
You mentioned Jordan Spieth, and it's an interesting point because in this tournament, I think over the last several tournaments, you know, anybody that's plugged into social media, and by golly, these days, who isn't? You've seen instances where Jordan Spieth has, and he's always been somewhat animated. He wears his heart in the open. But boy, I'll tell you what, he has shown his signs of frustration when needed, right?
You know, he always has. It's not anything new, but I still think that it gets harder, I think, and Hallam is with us today from the Flow Code. He'll kind of explain that, and it can snowball on the best of players. And either you do a reset or you keep going down that rabbit hole, and it's going to get worse. So, I don't know the answer. I don't know what he's going through. You know, there's so many things outside of golf that affect the way you play golf.
I think we discussed it on the program last week, BC. People saying, what's wrong with Scottie Scheffler? What's wrong with Scottie Scheffler? Well, here's the thing. Scottie Scheffler had a win earlier this year. He's gone 12 tournaments without a win, which I think ties him for a career high in between wins. That being said,
wow,
there's been a gazillion top tens. Right. So the game is there. He's just missing. Well, nothing's wrong with Scottie Scheffler.
I mean, nobody knows that Jim Furyk's still third on the all-time money list. I don't know if he is, but for the longest time, he was number three on the all-time money list. Until recently, but the guy just made cuts, kept pecking away. And you know what? Scheffler, with his B game, he's in the top 10. Just a B-minus game.
Well, have you ever played TPC River Highlands?
Yes.
You played everywhere.
Yes.
Throughout the weekend, those greens are pure as hell because there were some bombs going in. I mean, chips, putts, whatever. Beautiful greens.
Pure distinction. Yeah, they've got a controlled environment, I believe, under the greens now.
Is that so?
Golden Hills does, yeah. So the greens are going to be perfect. Rain, doesn't matter. They can control the surfaces of those greens.
You sent me a photo earlier this morning from a training session.
Yes.
This is where Hallam comes into the conversation, your guest you brought. You were in some room. There was a training seminar of some sort going on. It looked like the type of room that coffee and bagels had to be served. Please tell me.
No, there were coffee and danishes and blueberry muffins.
Yes.
I'm a blueberry muffin.
That's when you know it's a hoi polloi seminar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you break out the blueberry muffin.
Well, I got a good guy. I got a guy coming from across the pond. I can't show him a dump.
The right? Brit Hallam, welcome to the show. Appreciate
Thank you so much.
It.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Hallam, BC said that he was spearheading this seminar this morning,
right.
But it was a very interesting topic that you were discussing, Hallam. Share it, please.
Absolutely. So my name's Hallam and I'm from Flowcode. We essentially help people shoot lower scores through improving their mind. So a lot of the work that we do, we help people improve their focus, reframe their thoughts, control their emotions, manage their state so they can access their best golf swing on a more regular basis and shoot lower scores. But the big thing here is we believe all of those things are skills, right? And for us to develop skills, we need to train them. I always make the joke, and I made the joke to BC earlier today. If I want to get bigger biceps, I can't listen to a podcast or read a book on how to get bigger biceps and wake up tomorrow with bigger biceps.
Doesn't
I have to get
way.
Myself in the gym. I have to pick up that dumbbell and do those bicep curls consistently over a long period of time. We believe the same is true for the mind. So we want to encourage people. Stop agreeing the mental game is important and doing nothing about it. Get out there, train it, work on it on a daily basis, the same way we work on other aspects of the game. So that was what we were helping the students with.
Well, hold on, Alan, because this is very interesting. Because by and large, for the amateur player, they can go out, they'll tee off, they can go par, bogey, par, par, and then on that fifth hole, double bogey, and they're done.
Absolutely.
They're
all the time.
Done for the rest of the round. I've got buddies that are like that.
Yeah,
I'm not
for
sure.
Sure.
He's paraphrasing. I mean, he's
No, but
thinking about somebody.
But if somebody's tuned in right now that loves this great game, and this is what you go through, and you say you've got to train your mind to be stronger, in essence, as it applies to the game of golf, how do you go about that? How do you just go about moving on to the next one after something bad happens?
Absolutely. Well, the name Flowcode, where it comes from, we believe every single person has their own unique code for flow, right? Optimal performance. So the work we were doing today, we were using technology, what's called an EEG headband that measures brainwave activity, to start to discover each person's unique combination of techniques that shift them from fear to flow. So there are so many ways we can shift our state, and I'll give you four very quickly if I can.
Sure.
The first is through sensory techniques, using any of our human senses to shift our state in any moment. The second is cognitive. That includes things like recalling past great shots, self-talk, that's cognitive. Environmental, using our environment. We're out in the golf, we're out on a golf course, beautiful nature. We're surrounded by beautiful views. We can use that and leverage that to change our state. And then finally, social. Now, of course, we all know people that put us into fear, making no comments.
Mm.
We got BC here, so I don't know how he affects you guys, but, you know, sometimes he puts me into fear. Yeah, you know. But we also know people that put us into flow, right?
Sure.
So understanding those four levers and how we can utilize those to shift our state is so, so powerful.
Very interesting. And you spearheaded the conversation.
I did not. I just asked
which
I
find
credit,
to come
right?
over.
Which I find mind-blowing in and of itself.
This guy killed it. He killed it. Trust me.
You know what? I'm an absolute train wreck. You know, got this going on. Got this going on. I'm talking to an invisible friend in the cart. I got this going on. You know, but it's time for the rubber to land on the tarmac. You know what? Zing.
All right.
I get there.
Perfect.
Yep.
I know you're the man, BC.
Yep.
All right. We'll continue to update the Travelers Championship, TPC River Highlands. In Cromwell, Connecticut, Scotty Scheffler right now, he is at 21 under. He is through 13. Colin Morikawa is off the golf course, but what a round. He is at 20 under in the clubhouse. Wyndham Clark, 19 under. He is through 14 holes. He still has a chance. We'll update this for the remainder of the program. Of course, we're with you till 7. Also, a major going on the LPGA Tour and a nice round at the Champions Tour in upstate New York. All the golf news you need to know coming up as we continue with Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. All right, welcome back into Spin on Golf here on WJR. Earlier in the Travelers Championship broadcast, they said there was some possibility of some bad weather coming in. See, we are doing this episode outdoors, so we do not have monitors. But as it stands right now, Championship Sunday in Cromwell, Connecticut, TPC River Highlands is suspended. So we will keep you up to date. Scotty Scheffler, world number one. He is at 21 under par through 13 holes. Colin Morikawa, he is in the clubhouse, posts a nice score at 20 under. Elsewhere, the LPGA Tour, the ladies enjoying a major. It's about the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, Hazeltine National Golf Club, Shaska, Minnesota. And you've got a nice leaderboard shaping up there as well, as the South Korean Hyun Ryu is setting the pace right now at 13 under. There is also Dewey Weber at 10 under, and Brooke Henderson, 10 under par. She was actually on top of the leaderboard for a while earlier today. A delightful young lady. Had a nice chat with her on at the driving range at the Volvic in Ann Arbor a few years ago.
Boy, she can hit a golf ball. Yeah, she can hit it.
Good Lord.
She's great. Great person,
and
too.
Wonderful gal to chat with, too.
And now a newly aunt. So, yeah. You know, she lost a caddy, but got a niece in the process.
The PGA Tour Champions, it's the Dick's Open.
Playoff.
In upstate New York. That's a thrilling moment going on right now. Dickie Pride and Patrick Harrington going to an extra hole or two or five, whatever it takes. They are both at 18 under.
Michael Block finished in the top 10. He was in third place, and he made a triple on his last hole. But I think a top 10 finish means he gets to play next week. So
that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Yep.
Okay, so the Travelers suspended because of inclement weather. Do different players have different things to do during a rain delay?
I mean,
do some take naps? Others
go to the weight room and pump iron like Tiger used to do?
Sip it's on a like, pint, maybe? I don't know.
That doesn't happen, but not anymore.
Really?
Not when I played, we sure did. Pound a six-pack, right? The old days. But no, not anymore. This is big business. And, you know, the guys would stay loose, stay calm. They're probably – most of them are probably with their families.
You know, all right.
Hanging out.
You know, as it relates to the Champions Tour, again, the Dick's Open, upstate New York, John Daly.
Yep.
You don't talk about him a whole hell of a lot anymore. He put up a 63 yesterday, finishes the golf tournament at minus eight, tied for 27. Now, there's a dude that just loves teeing it up, sipping on a beer, and letting her go.
Man, just think if he had taken better care of himself. Just think.
Because
what a talent.
Well, clearly, he could pulverize a golf ball.
Right.
Legendary.
Back then.
Right?
When you had the
Olympic
Orca. Right, exactly.
Right. Now, that ship has sailed, obviously. But at one time, would you say that he was golf's best ambassador?
Golf's average man's best ambassador.
Oh, well said. Yeah.
You know, not to the culture, you know, I'm not going to kind of segregate golf here, as we say, the hoi polloi people, but John Daly brought the average man into the game.
No, you're absolutely right.
You know? So
he was the Boo Weekly ahead of his time.
Yeah, he was the Boo Weekly kind of ahead of his time. And you know what? Maybe he just got distracted with some substance abuse, but not going to get into that, but I think he played his own way. He believed in his own way, and he forged his own path. And again, with the advent of Tiger, what Tiger did, he forged his own path. He changed the game. So I think Daly did in his own way too. It was kind of cool.
You mentioned Tiger, and we're going to talk about him here. The 15-time major made his first public appearance since his arrest in late March when he introduced CEO Brian Rolapp during that news conference just this past Tuesday at TPC River Highlands. The PGA Tour apparently going in a different direction to become more competitive.
I don't know.
I want to say. But, you know, Tiger Woods, a lot of dudes at work talking about him, you know, that saw that press conference. And I wonder, in fact, I'm wondering out loud, if people, and sometimes it's human nature, when you go through what Tiger has gone through over a period of time, to look at him in a different light.
I don't.
Do you have a tendency, BC, to look at him as the golfer?
The golfer.
And that's it?
That's it. Nope, none deal. Just because the guy can play golf, and somebody would arguably say that he was the best of all time, Nicholas.
Well, what about the human aspect?
I have no
comment.
Does
that come into the
I have
conversation
no
at all?
I have no comment because we're talking about golf. And as a human being, I can't make a comment lest you be judged.
Wow. You got
so,
a point there.
You know, I don't know whatever he went through in his personal life. That's up to him. But what he's doing for golf, I'm not sure.
Well,
it's a hedge. This is complicated. I have read.
It is.
Done a lot of reading, and I still have no idea what they're doing.
Because maybe you talk to people, BC, because you are very well connected in this game of golf, that may be under the impression that because of Tiger's demons, he shouldn't be the face of golf. That, do you see that logic?
That could be true, but I think from a playing aspect, when he stands in front of the microphone, people pay attention.
People pay attention.
There's no doubt about it.
I don't think there's any doubt about
it. I'd say at one time, him and Michael Jordan, the two most recognizable people in the world.
True.
Without a doubt.
True. And that's something that will never leave him.
No, I don't think so. So, you know, but I think they do it for one thing. They mean business. And Tiger, if Tiger's involved, I think whether it's right or wrong, Tiger, the spokesman, people are going to listen.
By the way,
are you going to listen to Brian Rolapp or are you going to listen to Tiger talk? Let's put it this way.
I wouldn't know Brian Rolapp if he was standing in back of me at Kroger. I don't know anything about the dude. I think he comes from the NFL.
Kroger. You go to Fresh Market.
You know, he does got a nice little resume.
Yes.
But he is going to be running the show. And apparently it's going to be a different type of show because the tour announcing sweeping changes this past Tuesday. Again, at TPC River Islands. And I'm not sure exactly what we're in store for here. There's going to be two different levels of PGA Tour pros. Is that what you're reading into it?
I mean, what McIlroy said in his conference, press conferences earlier this week was baffling. I mean, I was so confused. I was like, what? You're basically saying those guys are Korn Ferry guys? Huh?
That's what I read.
I was like, wait a minute.
But they're on the tour.
They're on the tour, but what? You're just separating the lesser from the better, or what are we doing here? What are we talking about here? We don't have, you know, if we talk about NFL, okay, we have our great superstars, but there's 11 guys on each side of that football, and anybody can make an impact. But you're basically saying that only 62 to 65 guys can make an impact in the game
of
golf?
Right, and BC, if I'm reading this correctly, in essence, when these sweeping changes take place, and there's really no official date as to when Rolapp wants to bring this into play.
28, hopefully, but...
But there will be two divisions
right
on the PGA Tour.
Right.
The haves and the not necessarily haves.
I'm not there yet. But
right.
But you can have past champions like you do now in the back half of the field, as you'd say the have-nots.
Right.
Past champions. So...
That makes no sense to me.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know how they're tackling this problem. They have to find a way to gain sponsorship because the investment that the Fenway Group and the other gentleman involved with the investment, they need to see an ROI. And I still have no idea how the PGA Tour is going to flip it around and get a return on investment.
Well, and all of these changes come at a time when the PGA Tour and professional golf in general unsure of the future of LIV.
Well,
because we still don't know what the hell's happening there. And they're supposed to be here in 60 days, as a matter of fact, for the team championship, which was so successful here at the Cardinal a year ago. And is it going to be? Because they don't have another event scheduled, LIV Golf, that is, until late July. And we'll see if that goes off. Don't know. All right, folks, stick around. Lots more to discuss with you. At last word, the Travelers Championship, TPC River Highlands in New England, suspended. We'll keep you up to date on that and everything that has to do with golf. Leave it here. It's Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. All right, welcome back into Spin on Golf. Play is still suspended at the Travelers Championship. We will keep you updated on that ongoing story. But we do know that Scotty Scheffler continues to lead the pack. He is at 21 under through 13. Colin Morikawa, he is the clubhouse leader at 20 under. Meanwhile, going to be a big party at the Dickey Pride household tonight, because on the first extra hole, he pars Patrick Harrington.
Hello, Patty made the bogey. It's a straightaway par four. Bogey. Chip it on the green. Come on, Patty.
All of that activity going on in upstate New York.
Endicott.
Have you played that?
Yeah, I played the BC Open 1 year. It wasn't
a how fitting.
It was a quick two days.
How fitting.
Yep.
Anyway. Way to go, Dickey Pride. And Patrick Harrington, we're talking about him, the second cousin of former Lions quarterback Joey Harrington. He's ageless. And not to mention, he's got some amazing teaching videos on social media. I enjoy him.
Yeah, the guy is not outside the box. He's normal. Not saying that.
Always
I'm a normal guy. He's a normal guy.
Are you
Would
now?
You say that? Yeah.
Are you now?
Totally. Alan's going to expand upon that in a second when we get there.
You brought Hallam. You guys were doing a symposium
Hallam
this
morning. I was corralling people.
Hallam.
He did his bit.
Discussing keeping the space between your ears on the golf course in the proper perspective. Correct there, Hallam?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, again, we do so many presentations all around the world, and we ask the question to any audience, do you think the mental game of golf is important? Raise your hand if you think it is. And the whole room, the hand goes up. And then we follow it up with the second question, do you currently train your mental game? Keep your hand raised if you do. The hands disappear. And it's such an interesting point, right? Because no one trains it.
I don't think, Hallam, the truth is, I don't think anybody knows how the hell to do that.
Absolutely. We've never been told, right?
Ever.
But I think we're starting to, first of all, get a willingness to train it. There's been obviously a huge movement around mental health and mental wellness, just in general life. So I think we're getting support from the bottom, but then also from the top. You watch any press conference of a winner after a PGA Tour event, after any event. They don't talk about their golf swing and the positions they're in. They talk about their mind. They talk about how committed they were. They talk about how much preparation they went through in order to make sure they could perform. So I think we're getting a lot of support from the bottom and the top that encourages people to start to embrace training the mind.
Now the plot thickens, Hallam, and I'll tell you why. Because just in general, society has become a pressure cooker for numerous reasons. I don't want to bring the politics into it because we just don't have time. But there's jobs, there's families, there's this, there's that. So it used to be, I think, where you would look forward to a Saturday morning round with buddies to get away from it all. Yeah. The question becomes, is there a way to get away from it all anymore? I don't know the answer to that, but I do know this. I've watched every season of Full Swing. Great, great golf presentation on Netflix. And it seems as though, and I'm so happy you're here to discuss it, a lot of tour players now have gone to sports psychologists to discuss probably what your seminar was about this morning.
Absolutely. No, and it's fantastic to see. I mean, I think the same happened with the physical fitness movement, right? Yep. It started off with a lot of skepticism and a lot of people thinking, who's this guy? Why are they in the gym? Why are they lifting weights? And gradually people start to realize that this is going to help their performance, both on and off the golf course, in all honesty.
Sure.
But I think one of the challenges with the mind has been that for a very long time, it's not been tangible, right? You mentioned, I don't know how to train it. I don't even know if this breath work or this meditation is making a difference. Well, that was some of the work we did today. We used technology, EEG headbands, to measure brainwave activity in real time. So we can really start to identify when someone does a breath work, when someone does a visualization, how does that impact their state in real time? And that gives people that buy-in. They see it, right? They can feel it. They can get that feedback, so they're committed to training it more regularly.
But that's an interesting deal, though, Hallam, because I would imagine the readings from that wonderful headband a little bit different when you're enjoying a blueberry muffin and a
absolutely.
Cup of coffee, or when you're standing over a four-foot putt to win $10.
There we go. Absolutely, that's for sure. But that's why we simulate those pressure situations. So we had the students that attended the seminar. At the end of the day, they trained it all day. We had them set up in a relay format, in a team, face-to-face, and we say, right, 3, 2, 1, go. You have to shift your state into focus and calm. And when you get there, we count to 5, and then we move on to the next person. So they're in a pressure cooker there, and they're testing, can I use those techniques we've been training all day in a pressure situation? Heart pumping, right?
Right.
My hands are getting clammy. In that moment, can I rely on those techniques to still shift my state? this man, Mr. BC, killed it.
I was in the 40s, so the higher the number, the better you are. And one gentleman that is
what were some of the questions?
Well, there's no question. You have to – you have a device in front of you. Your opposing team. There's 6-on-6.
Okay? I see. Okay.
So
they're, okay.
I've got the device on, and you've got an app up, and there's a number there. The higher the number, it's got to be 65 or better. And then Hallam's, they're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Got to hold that number. You have to hold that state. Then we're going to the next. And it's a, you know, obviously a cumulative number at the end of it. How much time did it take everybody to get through it?
Well, let me ask you this, BC, because you're a hell of a player, obviously a pro. Has that been a part of your game that's improved over the years? Because you've said there were moments in your career years ago that you were a club thrower.
Oh, yeah.
That you would use foul language.
No, not BC, sure.
Now, did you learn what Hallam's talking about over a period of time to stay in the moment?
You know, it's funny that somebody took a picture of me or a video of me, and this is very early on when I was a senior in college, and I chucked a club down the fairway, and we were in second place in the tournament. And I go, man, who the heck is that Jack, that dude? And he goes, that was you. Let me zoom in on this. That was you. I'm like, man, what a jerk. I mean, I'm like, what a waste of time and energy that was.
You broke the code of ethics.
I did at that. You're right. And from that moment on, I've always investigated. I wish I would have been a lot more serious about investigating, but it was always a quizzical, you know, a quiz in my mind. I'm like, what? I don't see guys doing that on TV. I don't see the best in the world doing this stuff. Why am I going down this path? You know, and then my wife rode in the cart with me one time, like 5 years ago.
She could write a book.
And she's still your wife?
Yep, she is. She was there today. Unbelievable.
All those cart rides later, Alan.
She doesn't ride the cart anymore. But anyway, she's like, do you listen to the way you talk to yourself out there? You say it out loud.
You hide it.
Yeah, just total distress out there, you know. Ups and downs.
I mean, you know, you're also around a fair share of amateurs like myself. And amateurs... The thing about golf, and we discussed this too, it's ego-driven. So there's a lot of amateurs that think they're a hell of a lot better than they are. But each and every one of them, I got a bunch of buddies, after any given round, sitting around having a few, this game is so mental. It is. It's the most mental game there is. Why? Because it's you. You don't have a teammate to blame. It's you. So, Hallam, getting back to the sports psychologists, exactly what is it that they bring to the party? If you're a professional athlete, because it's just not pro golfers that use it.
Sure.
I mean, there's pro athletes across the board.
Absolutely.
It's a booming business.
For sure.
Sports psychology.
For sure.
So, what is it that they do? Just ask you where your head's at and how we can get to a better place?
Yeah, look, there's obviously huge variations in terms of how people practice and how they support, but from our perspective, we're all about state management. So helping someone manage their state in the moment. We always say that what you focus on dictates what you think dictates how you feel, and how you feel impacts your state, your heart rate, your grip pressure, your tempo. So really the work that we do is we want to help people manage their state. Understand that even if you have distracted focus, even if you have some intrusive thoughts or some unresourceful emotions, you can still manage your state. You can still lower that heart rate, release that grip pressure, and improve that tempo through techniques like breath work. So we teach people a variety of techniques, breath work, visualization, sound techniques, maximizing or optimizing their human senses to manage that state, as I mentioned. That's the work we do. But it happens both on and off the golf course. If we don't do the work off the course, there's no way we can expect it to show up on the course as well. So that's kind of the stuff.
I say, personally, from, you know, what I've gone through, the master program, buzzed through it all. Took me 9 months to buzz through it all.
Right.
You know,
well,
I didn't buzz through it. Yeah, right. And that was kind of buzzing through it. But it's deep, it's complicated, and you're going to have to look in the mirror and answer some questions.
You know what I do?
You're
going to
have to do
I'm
it.
I'm going to share this with you because you're my friend.
PC. What?
I saw Jason Day do it years ago.
Close your
where
eyes.
Where he gets on the tee box and he closes his eyes and he visualizes the shot he wants to make, and it works. More times than not. Sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
And then I berate myself and toss a club and we're off and running.
Yeah. Go get a Miller Lite, right?
Whatever.
And then you're good.
That's been known to happen. And it works for me.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Your code for flow.
Yes. More stimulating conversation of the golf variety coming at you as we continue with Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. All right, my friends. The Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut, TPC River Highlands. By the way, the second shortest course on the PGA Tour, mm-hmm. don't know if you knew that, still suspended because of bad weather. Now, here's the thing. Here it is already 10 to 7. Don't know how long they're going to wait. We may have some Monday morning golf.
Nah, it's over.
Because there's only 2.5 hours of daylight.
Is that
a fair
leading?
Assessment?
Is Scheffler leading?
He is.
Yeah, it's over. I'm going to call it.
Well, I mean, he's got a one-shot lead with Morikawa in the clubhouse shot off the pace. But we'll see. My point is, I don't know. We don't have monitors outdoors here at St. John's. So I don't know how hard it's raining or coming down or whatnot. So we'll see. Well, umbrellas are out. Thank you very much, Hallam.
It's going to resume at 7:20.
At 7:20. Okay.
That'd be a half an hour.
Well, yeah. And
no problem.
You figure they got till what? 9:45?
Not on the East Coast? Not in the East Coast.
No.
They have half an hour less than we do.
9:30-ish?
All right. 9, dark, cloudy.
They better get to getting. Anyway, we will quickly update an LPGA major, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, Hazeltine National Golf Club in Shaska, Minnesota.
It's a
Irene Ryu,
what a,
golf a player.
Course.
Yeah. She has got a 3-shot lead. She is at 13 under. She is through 16 holes. Dewey Weber at 11 under through 17. She's running out of real estate. Brooke Henderson at 10 under. Ditto for Ina Yoon. So a packed leaderboard, but we'll keep you posted on what's going on there. Give us a rundown on the Hazeltine National Golf Club. What's that all about?
Brute.
Is it bad?
Hard. No, it's hard.
Is it now?
They're shooting these scores. I'm like, this. It's hard. I think it's one of the hardest venues because it's just a straight, long, in-your-face
golf course.
Well,
there's been a lot of PGA Tour action there.
Yeah. Ryder Cup.
And, sure, you know, everything.
And PGAs. I personally think it's one of the hardest golf courses in the country.
32 days until the Rocket Classic. There at Historic Detroit Golf Club.
Looking forward to seeing the golf club.
And I understand that the conditions there are already getting a little hairy.
Yeah. It's going
to
be great.
Still going to be 22 to 25 under, though, don't you think?
I don't think so. I think 18 wins this year. 18.
Well, sadly.
The newness, the greens.
Sadly, the famous final scene, the greenskeepers might be out for blood. Make it as difficult as possible.
Let's get them on the way out. I'll show you PGA Tour. Who is the punk of the week?
I don't know the guy, but he's going to be running the show. Rolab. You know what? I understand you want to freshen things up. I do. I get it. But we don't know what Liv's up to, and you're taking the PGA Tour into a completely different direction. My fear is that they're going to tinker with it to the point of no return. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they've lost me. They lost me in that press conference. All the reading. I mean, I sat around in front of the TV for hours this week trying to figure out exactly what's going to happen. I thought it was you played in a bunch of tournaments, and you know whoever accumulates the most points at the end of the year is the player of the year. Done.
Yeah, you win the FedEx Cup.
Right.
You get yourself an extra $10 million. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, let's go. Let's move on. Now they're going to make it so freaking complicated, figuring out, I don't know if Nico Inchibari can play this week. I don't know where his number is, you know.
So if you're a lesser-tier player.
Right.
I still don't know and have not read.
You get like a platinum card, not a gold card. You know, card, you're
but
an A player.
I don't know what the criteria is to get back to the A flight.
Well, right now it's difficult to get in the top.
Points?
As much as I can, yes. Gather, yes.
And then, you know, under this Rolab fella, and it's still being discussed that eventually the tour is going to go to a uniform ball. Do you ever see that happening? No,
why did you bring that up? That is
because
so
it's being discussed.
Freaking
PC.
Miserable.
It's a golf show.
I mean,
we're
a bunch of dummies, you know, that they would even think about rolling the golf. How about a driver? I mean, did anybody look at these damn drivers you're using? Good God.
Well,
I mean, make them smaller, make them spin more, and you know what? Pull back the drivers. I mean,
you know the game better than anybody, BC. Is it the ball? Is it the driver?
Yes.
Is it the equipment?
All the above. It's all the above. I'm hitting the ball, you know, not as far as I used to, but, you know, relatively speaking, I'm hitting it fairly far.
Okay, I see
that. As I get older, but still, you know, is it the ball? Well, I still curve the freaking ball offline. So it ain't the ball. It's doggone equipment. I'm using the ping driver, and that thing goes straighter than anything I've ever hit.
But here's the thing for discussion at this late hour. How, if the tour ever did move to a uniform ball? I mean, there's players with nice size endorsement deals.
FAR.
Titleist.
Yeah.
Strixon.
Yeah.
You name it.
How
do you agree on a ball? That'll never happen. Well, I don't see it happening.
You have the company that I represent, Strixon, who I think has all
a
the
damn
worldwide,
good ball.
Yeah, has all the worldwide patents, Dunlop. They're a big, huge rubber company. But how do you tell them to back off? That's what they do. Hey, back off for us, would you? Make this thing go a little shorter? I'm like, no.
As everybody knows, the golf ball, the secret is the compression, correct?
Well, no.
The softness, the feel. How easy it is to spin. The amateur don't care about that. How do you do that anyway?
Well, I think sound's got a big deal. You know, sound is feel for me. You know, I like a click of your ball. It feels better off the putter. It feels like I'm hitting it. The driver to it, like a louder ping driver. Feels like I'm hitting it somewhere. Sound is feel.
Right.
So the sound acoustic effects are going to be entirely different. But then again, no one's even talking about these drivers. I'm going to keep stressing this. It's the driver.
All right. More on a future episode because it's a wonderful topic. Anyway, our time for this episode is come and gone. Dave Rieger here with us at St. John's. Thank you very much, lad. Job well done. Danielle Mason back at the Golden Tower. Way to go, D. Job well done as well. Hallam, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Greatly
appreciate it. Some wonderful insight. BC, always a pleasure, my friend.
Till next
week. For everybody involved, my name is Steve Courtney. Thank you very much to our sponsor, Rocket. Own the dream. Thanks for listening to Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR.